Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. It comes as no surprise that the great composer Jean Sibelius was a son of Finland, the country of winter and reindeer and the sauna. Finland is a small country in terms of population, and it sits at the very edge of the world we call civilization. His music sat at the edge, too, the edge of the mainstream, just outside the popular music of his day. It was never outlandish, but often surprising. He was a master of hinting at a theme and then pulling it back. The word moody comes to mind. Sibelius was a true son of winter, brooding, brittle, and not prone to easy smiles. He survived a nasty cancer in his early years, and that fact helped to color his music for the rest of his very long life. He had snow in his veins. He had ice in his ears. And like all good Norsemen, when his fire burned, there was no warmer heat. When he let it happen, his music would rush up in impossibly melodic, romantic bursts, shouting, "See, this is what burns inside the snowman, the Finn." Now, he could have written everything from his internal hearth rather than his private ice house, but then he would not have been Sibelius. I think he must have known absolutely that there is no warmth without the cold, no hope without despair, no love without indifference. And I think he suffered for that. It seems like he never wrote a joyous theme without invoking its darker side, too. I would like to say that everyone should listen to his work, but I harbor a fear. I'm afraid that for many people who might be on the edge of some personal abyss, his sound, his melancholy sound, might just be too much. I think that when he looked over that edge and saw no place to land, he did what most of us can't do. He wrote it down in music and thereby exercised it. He really did see a way through. A lot of us are not so fortunate. For too many of us, the edge is as far as it goes. Feeling like there are no tools for us, like music was for him. On the other hand, maybe, just maybe, you can brave the void with him. Maybe you can put yourself in his sonorous hands and be upheld. Maybe you can take the fall with him and come out in June sunshine that is just on the other side of that great billow. What if that gigantic, perpetually cranky Jean Sibelius could be a net for us, a staff, and an angel? Wouldn't that be something? It's a prejudice of mine that geniuses are necessarily a self-centered lot, focused on their own production, be it music or software, whatever. I don't begrudge them this. It is probably necessary to their work, albeit perilous for their sanity. How could one produce the paintings of a Van Gogh, or the music of Beethoven, or the swing of Ted Williams, and have room for anything else? The world beyond their art lies pretty far beyond view, peripheral at best. And that makes it all the more delicious. Here we have the towering intellectual, a giant of music from the Northland, the Ice King who suffered greatly for his genius, offering his outstretched hand. We, the audience, may have meant nothing to him, I don't know, but here we are, we listen. We hear the struggle, we know his music is not about the happy ending, it is about the winter of life. So how about this? Long after he's gone, we take his music and ride it through a world where we might otherwise be without a navigator. How if we ride his courage to face the abyss and take a seat next to him? How about we take the shy Finlander's invitation and chance a look at the dark maybe with him? What if this son of the Northland actually soothes the ache and opens the door? Wouldn't that be sweet? My goodness, Sibelius might even smile. Anyway, here's what I'm saying. We are all Norselanders too, being that we also live in a place of long, long winters. And here's this great musical mind who felt everything we do. Why not give his music a listen and see if he's also talking about what's in your heart, your winter heart?